The report says globalization is here to stay, and poor countries will not be able to fully benefit from it unless they become adept at using the new information and communication technology known as ICT. It says the creative use of ICT can increase the productivity of enterprises. For example, in Thailand, UNCTAD has found that a 10% increase in the share of employees using computers was associated with 3.5% higher productivity. Although the ICT industry has shown dynamic and positive results in several developing countries, mainly in Asia, the report says the digital divide between rich and poor countries remains great. UNCTAD's Anga Tran Nguyen says mobile phone subscribers are increasing rapidly in developing countries. She says they have almost tripled during the past 5 years and make up nearly 60% of mobile subscribers around the world.
But compared with the developed countries, this is still very low because developed countries have reached saturation with over 100% in the rate of penetration of the mobile phone. And this rate is similar to countries with economies in transition. With respect to internet penetration rate, we estimate that in 2008, developed countries will have reached 65%, while developing countries remain at the very low level of 13%.
Tran Nguyen says the situation is even worse in respect to broadband computer access, where developed countries have a penetration rate of 28% compared to 3% in the poorer countries. The report says the rapid pace of innovation in the ICT sector has brought down the price of these products and is making them more accessible to poorer people. Two examples of this are the establishment of telecenters, which are relatively cheap to use, and it says the use of mobile telephones has been a boon to micro-businesses which operate on a tiny budget. UNCTAD says governments in developing countries must lead the way in educating and training their people to use the new information and communication technology. The UN economists say industrialized nations have made major efficiency gains and significantly reduced costs by using these services. What works for the rich countries, they say, can also work for the poor countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.